Hot Country 103.5, joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery, Brooklyn Blackmore. We are going to get a song right out of the gates. What do you want to play for us?
This is called Flower Child.
All right, take it away. To kick off the day, Flower Child from Brooklyn Blackmore, Hot Country 103.5 studio for the Hot Discovery. I'll just get a pop over to this mic so we can actually talk to you.
Alrighty.
Where did that song come from?
Well, actually, that was inspired by the very first time I ever went to an outdoor music festival.
Okay.
Kemp Shore. Have you heard of Kemp Shore? Oh, yeah. So that was the first time I ever attended one and actually played at one myself. And it really inspired me to just kind of share the feeling that I had when I was there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I took this to Nashville with Riley Madison and Sadie Campbell, and the three of us wrote it together. And it's kind of just about the fun of being outside with your friends and music and all that fun
now,
stuff.
Now, as a young songwriter, where do you look to for inspiration? Like,
I'm still kind of figuring that out. Just
ideas that come to you.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Still kind of new to it all and learning it as I go.
Now, I know a lot of songwriters will have pen and paper notebooks, phones. What do you use?
I use notebooks, pen and paper. Yeah, it's kind of old-fashioned, but a lot of the people I know, they bring their laptops in, and they all kind of sit around and type it out, but I like to write it.
Now, when you look for inspiration as a songwriter, who are some of your big songwriting influences?
I love Miley Cyrus.
Really?
I do, yeah. She's awesome, and Fleetwood Mac, the Beatles, it's all kind of like old-school stuff, but yeah, they're huge influences.
Hence the term flower child.
Yeah,
yeah, the exactly. 70s. Now, do you feel like you were born in the wrong era?
Totally.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Fleetwood Mac song?
I really like Dreams, because like Stevie Nicks, I love her.
Yeah.
Also Rhiannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love all of them. All of Rumors is just great. Yeah.
Good tunes. Mm-hmm. Good tunes for sure. Time. Now, what do you have in the works now? What are you working on?
Well, I'm actually working on my very first EP, which is complete now. I'm just kind of working out the final details, like graphic design and getting all the CDs ready. And that should be out in January.
Ooh.
So that's very exciting. Something to look forward to. Yeah. I'm also starting a new project with my current band. It's going to be a cover band.
Okay.
Kind of trying to separate my original music from like the bar scene and stuff. So that's called Brooklyn 4. And we're having our debut on November 2nd at Parkside Pub.
Excellent. Yeah. So now while you're here, we got you all set up. Can we get another tune from you?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you want to play?
This one is called Quit You.
All right. Brooklyn Blackmore in the Hot Country 103.5 studio for this week's Hot Discovery with Quit You.